Welcome to Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Mets and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second, the third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting third, the left fielder, John Milner. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Dave Marshall. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting eighth, the catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Brent Strom. Pitching for the New York Mets, Brent Strom. For the Cincinnati Reds, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Pete Rose. Batting second, the second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third, the center fielder, Bobby Tolan. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Johnny Bench. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Dennis Menke. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Dave Concepcion. Batting eighth, the catcher, Bill Plummer. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Gary Nolan. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Gary Nolan. And now, play ball. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Menke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Milner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool strikes out. Two outs. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marshall for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Strom fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez strikes out. Two outs. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a fly ball into center field. Tolan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a fly ball into center field. Tolan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brent Strom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strom hits a fly ball into left field. Rose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Plummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plummer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Strom. Plummer moves to second. Gary Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Plummer moves to third. Gary Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan strikes out. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0-for-1 in the game. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrett hits a fly ball into right field. Bench settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. Milner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0-for-1 in the game. Tolan bunts towards the mound. Strom fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0-for-1 in the game. Bench hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops it up and throws to first, with Nolan covering, for the out. Two outs. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Marshall. The throw from Plummer and he is safe. Marshall steals second. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-1 in the game. Boswell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez is called out on strikes. One out. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0 for 1 in the game. Menke hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0 for 1 in the game. Concepcion hits a line drive into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dyer hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brent Strom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strom is 0 for 1 in the game. Strom hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Menke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bill Plummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plummer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Plummer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Foster pinch hits for Gary Nolan. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Marshall. Foster reaches second base with a double. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0 for 2 in the game. Rose takes first base on ball 4. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Foster scores. Rose moves to third. It's 1-0, Reds. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tolan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Reds. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0 for 2 in the game. Bench strikes out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 2 in the game. Perez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Hall now pitching. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 2 in the game. Milner hits a fly ball into center field. Tolan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Beauchamp pinch hits for Ed Cranepool. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp hits a fly ball into right field. Bench settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Mets nothing. the Reds will come to bat. Jim Beauchamp now playing first base. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0 for 2 in the game. Menke hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Reds. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0 for 2 in the game. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Plummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plummer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Plummer hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Dyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Marshall is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 2 in the game. Boswell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Dyer is hit by the pitch. Jim Fregosi pinch hits for Brent Strom. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dyer moves to second. Ted Martinez pinch runs for Jim Fregosi. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 3 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rose. Harrelson reaches second base with a double. Dyer scores. Martinez moves to third. It's 5-1, Reds. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Garrett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Mets 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Rauch now pitching. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rose hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Marshall. Rose reaches second base with a double. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a line drive towards third. Garrett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Tolan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0 for 3 in the game. Bench hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 3 in the game. Milner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Reds. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 3 in the game. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp is 0 for 1 in the game. Beauchamp strikes out. One out. Cleon Jones pinch hits for Dave Marshall. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Rose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays pinch hits for Ken Boswell. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Concepcion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 5, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati.